It's the daddy of urban terror. It is the Nations Cup 9 final today. USA versus Portugal coming up in just about 15 minutes. Who's it going to be? East meets West.
Let's kick some ass. Take what you want. Take what you need. Take all you can. Take all you see. Take all my friends and take me too. Don't think that I won't come for you. You're ready to fire. The last one on your team.
They're all over me.
When it comes down to the wire, you'll scream urban terror.
God help us all.
You kick my gun out of my hand. Pray that you have another plan. I come at you with all that's left. Soon we'll be out to last breath. Fans raging, battle, face off bound. Skill will triumph, the weak fall down. Do you think that all is said and done? We won't give up till we have won.
I'll see you in hell.
And when I have you on my side, I'll hug my rifle nice and tight. You won't know that you've been found till I put you on the ground.
Man down!
Your team will target practice, and for you I will not miss.
Oh, I'm in.
You will fear my aim, and you'll remember the game, Urban Terror.
Well, I guess we can call this a transatlantic showdown, even though that is GGL and clan base coming up at the end of next month, I believe. But today we have our own transatlantic showdown. Today is the United States takes on Portugal here in the Nations Cup 9 Grand Final. USA has run the table so far today, 5-0. They've gone right through the playoffs. Last week, defeating Denmark by a substantial margin, 3-1. Denmark held close, though, in the CTF round on Algiers. They actually tied. They played 2-5, 5-5 ties. But when bomb came along, it was all USA. They dominated, and Denmark, unfortunately, fell. AF was your player of the match, and USA was slotted into the finals. And who would they take on? Would it be Netherlands or would it be Portugal? Well, Portugal had a pretty easy time with the Dutch. No offense to Joram or anybody else from the Netherlands, but 4-0 was your score, and Portugal just overpowered the Netherlands. 27-3 on Team Survivor. Followed by 14-2 on whatever they were playing. Must have been CTF. Sort of an ugly level. But anyway, that is how both these teams got here. As I said, the USA undefeated so far in play, while Portugal actually tied when they were 4-0-1 here going into the playoffs. If we have time and if things work out, we'll also bring you the bronze final. Denmark versus Netherlands. They're going to be playing Bomb Defuse and Capture the Flag. I don't believe I have their maps yet. As for us today, we're going to be playing, I think, Team Survivor on UT Casa and CTF on Turnpike. And if needed, bomb on UT Sanctuary. I believe that is how it is going to stack up today. Somebody will have to correct me here in the War Channel, which we are in right now, if that is going to change. But I believe it's going to be Team Survivor and CTF. Going back to the roots here, Casa and Turnpike, two maps that, well, in Open Cup competition are pretty much dominant when it comes to clans selecting maps to play. Team Survivor on Casa and Turnpike. Somewhat surprised about Bomb, though. You know, I thought they would have chosen Casa. I thought one of the nations would have chosen Bomb on UT Casa and possibly CTF on Algiers, but I guess there's a method to their madness here for selecting Bomb on Sanctuary. as opposed to CASA for bomb. But anyways, we'll have to see how that shakes down today. Do you have your C-bookie bet in? I do. And, you know, I'll make no bones about it. I wish the United States the best of luck. And if they win, you know what? Great. That's a great thing for the United States. But, yes, I am pulling for Portugal for all those who really want to care. Maori is just too goddamn sexy not to root for. But, yeah, my money is on Portugal. So, I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of anti-USA comments here toward me. But, hey, you know what? It's all good, right? We play the game. We play it for fun. But a lot of people want to see Portugal get thrashed today. Anyway, I don't know. We'll see what happens. You know, I see somebody in Pound Urban Terror saying the game's getting dull because we play CASA in Turnpike. Yes, but we're playing CTF on Turnpike, which gets a little bit more interesting than just straight Team Survivor. And, you know, what maps do you want to see? I mean, you pit two of the top nations against each other. And, yeah, shut up, String. And you pit two of the top nations against each other. And, you know, you want to see him play on, I don't want to say the most common math, but you want to see a good match. I suspect this match will go all three rounds. I suspect it'll be a 4-2 victory. I mean, it's going to be close. I think it'll go all three rounds. And I think I've already said who I think is going to win. I think Portugal is going to win unless the U.S. can actually shut them down on one of these two maps. I'm assuming if they do, it's going to be the CTF map. The U.S., I should say North America plays more CTF than does Europe. But I know we do have some good CTF players in Europe. For example, Anclan, pretty tough. And we will see Anna Bomber and I believe Antibiotic later on today here in the Denmark versus Netherlands matchup for the Bronze Cup. We will have GTV up and running today, froservers.com, providing all the coverage once again, and Preet will be your man at the camera. I'm going to step away right now as we await the USA. Right now it looks like they only have P-Nasty and Silencer hanging around, so we're going to see who else shows up today. I assume we'll see Seffy and possibly a couple of the other guys, but stay tuned for that. We'll run down the lineups here as soon as we get all 10 players, 12 players. It's Oz, you're inside the game, and we're bringing you Clan Base and Nations Cup 9 Finals. We'll be right back.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around if you do not shut up!
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more. This is the all-new family-oriented radio. ITG.
If I knew I was being threatened, do you think it's worth holding out? I mean, I've heard some pretty ugly things about those guys. Ugly stories.
Watch them flee. Watch them flee. Watch them flee. Hip-hop hits.
We do it like this.
Round the next sound reflects a complex hybrid dialect now. Detect the many elements compressed down. The melting pot of a super futuristic style. The combination of a vocal caress with lungs that gasp for breath from emotional stress with special effects. In a distorted collage, carefully lies between beats of a rhythmic mirage. It's going down. The logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line. The edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey. Now it's going down. Rushing on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line. Blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey. Now it's going down.
Do it like this.
Going down. Once again it is.
compose sentences altogether venomous. The four elements, a natural force projected daily through the sound of the source. Everybody on board as we blend the sword with the pen. The mightiest of weapons, swinging right to the chin to elevate mental states long to win, to defend men from shoddy imitation. Pretends it's going down, style assimilation readily trekking through the weaponry of a pure pedigree. Cleverly seeing through whatever is ahead of me, whatever the weather be, we advance steadily. It's going down, subterrestrial hot. A rhyme regiment that's calling the shots. Execution of collaborative plots, ready to bring the separation of style to a stop. It's going down, a logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line to blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on and out of a lot of scene. Now it's going down.
Do it like this.
It's going down.
Put it on.
Let it go like this.
Do it like this.
It's going down.
I'm about to blast off worldwide.
Yo, this is the press only.
I'm about to blast off worldwide.
I'll be in store soon.
I'm about to blast off worldwide.
Do it like this,
going down.
Put it on.
Let it go like this.
Do it like this,
going down. Like this.
Cutting edge gaming. Play by play Monopoly. This is Radio ITG.
Just got one thing to say. Where the hell is the USA? I mean, Christ, they've known this for a week. They had a final match to play, and, you know, I guess if it were another European nation, they would already be here, right? Just kidding. USA versus Portugal coming up here, I would say in 2 minutes, but you know what? 2 minutes isn't going to happen. But we do see Portugal hanging out on their server right now. We do see Riders, Hand to Maori, Mortal, Wolverine, and it looks like their sub today going to be Barros. Can, going to be our clan base admin in the match today. As I said, GTV going to be provided today by FroServers.com. Preet and Joe doing a kick-ass job for the Urban Terror community. I want to pass on props to them as usual as they continue to do one hell of a job here, bringing all of you the action. I know last week I promised there would be streaming media. Unfortunately, I ran into a few issues in terms of getting a server. You see, I actually have to have a completely separate computer to run all my video processing because it lags my CPU so badly. So I tried to do it on Hot Lips computer. Unfortunately, I could not get sound. That means I got to run my DSP for audio only and all the video off a separate box, and I did not have all the cables for that. Thus, I know some people were a little bit disappointed. They did not get to see the streaming media, but rest assured, my tax refund is almost here so I can build a new server. I think that was a bullshit by Hot List, but you know what? Just wait and see. So anyways, we have GTV. That is good enough for us today. And if you want to tune in and listen to me while we shoutcast, it is all good. Our game modes today, I believe we are going to start with some UT Casa Team Survivor, followed by CTF on Turnpike, and if needed, Bomb and Diffuse on UT Sanctuary. That is how it is going to play out today. We'll see if that holds true here. I do have some information coming in for the Danes and the Dutch. A little D&D. No, not that thing with the dice. Little Danes and Dutch here. They're going to be playing Bomb Mode on Sanctuary and CTF on Turnpike. We'll have to see what the tiebreaker map is. Thanks to Hito Kiri for providing that information. We'll keep that very close here as we continue to wait for the US of A. They are AFK. So we'll see what happens. I do want to give another shout out here to Dan and Can. They've run another successful cup. Props to them. I've already talked to Dan today a little bit about next season. We'll see how that goes. My time has been, not as much as I would like, not as much as in the past. Unfortunately, I'm now trying to cast a few other games. Medal of Honor, I'm getting back into Call of Duty. I'm going to try to do some Call of Duty 2, possibly Euro Cup. We'll have to see how that plays down. And yes, even Trackmania Nations. I've casted a couple matches for that. And if you haven't got that game, check it out. So yes, Hitokiri, you are famous or infamous, as the Three Amigos would say. You're more than famous. And you notice I got your name right, too. Zenix is also famous. Zenix, I apologize for not pulling for you last week. You see, Zenix wanted me to pull for him against the USA. He wanted me to put all my 1,000 C-Bookie dollars on Denmark when we knew Denmark would get waxed. Lo and behold, what happened? Yes, that's right. They got pretty much waxed. Looking at the C-Bookie here, I see Panzer, Dark Phoenix, Can, and Yoram, the top four. And, yes, Oswald rounding up the top five. We'll have to see if I make up any ground in the C-Bookie today. I doubt I will, because I'm sure most everybody will have their money on Portugal. We'll have to see. As for the second matchup, it's going to be interesting. Who do you think is going to win, Denmark or Netherlands? Could be a good match, too. Looking at who was placed there. Ooh, wow, I think I placed an incorrect bet here. I thought I wanted Team Denmark, and for some reason I selected the Netherlands. Uh-oh. Well, I'm glad I looked at that. So, next, moving on, we do see some of the U.S. gamers starting to drop in the server, and it looks like strength in numbers. So we're going to step into the server here and check things out as... Yes, I did say Denmark got waxed. You know, as I said, they were doing well. They did very well on Algiers. They controlled portions of the map, portions of each round. But you know what? It was just too much. Yeah, I'm trying to give Antibiotic a little bit of props here. Denmark had to come from behind, and they were able to do so. And they tied it up. They played well enough to grab a tie, which is what they needed to do. But it was not the map that decided the match. It was bomb mode. And as TBiotic, as Zenix, they just did not play well on UT Casa. So checking things out here, the USA and Portugal getting ready to do battle here. Give it a few minutes here until they actually get their names right.
Red team wins.
As we continue to wait for the start of the match. Getting no love in Pound Urban Terror today. Anyway. I'm going to step away here, take one more break as we continue to watch both the USA and Portugal warm up. We'll be back here in just about... I don't know, just about 3 minutes. If we get back before then, we will start the match. It's Oswald, you're inside the game. Nations Cup 9 finals today.
Red team win.
USA versus Portugal. Bodies will hit the ground.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the...
Time.
Network Radio.
Tune in, listen, and play. That is what we are doing today. It is Oswald here inside the games. We are just moments away from the start of the Nations Cup 9 final, grand final. USA versus Portugal coming up here in just a few minutes. Casa, Turnpike, and Sanctuary. Those are going to be our three maps, Team Survivor, CTF, and Bomb Mode. As we watch both nations warm up here, Mortal Hand to Wolverine, Maori, and Riders for Portugal. Civil, AF, Silencer, Keeper, P-Nasty, S2H, and Seffy for the USA. Have to see how this is going to shake down here in just a couple of minutes. As I said, the advantage here probably going to go to the USA by virtue of CTF. As I said, they do play quite a bit of CTF over in the North American leagues, TWL, STA. Not so much over in Europe. Yes, I know we have a ladder in or on clan base, but that is about it. And once in a very rare occasion do we see CTF played in a cup. I believe last time we did it was a summer cup. And just not played as much as it is in the U.S. So I can see Portugal taking the Team Survivor round, U.S. taking CTF, and then we go to Bomb to decide how this thing is going to come down here in the end. But you know what? I've been known to be wrong before. Yes, I know. Hard to believe Oswald wrong. Yes, that is true. USA-Portugal, who is going to come out on top? It's been a pretty good Nations Cup. Running down the finals here. No, not all the teams that you want to see got in or actually could field a team this year. But nonetheless, I think these are the two teams you want to see in the finals by virtue of how they finish. Both finished top in their division, Portugal top Group A, and the USA on top of Group B. As I said, the USA 5-0, Portugal 4-0-1. And USA just steamrolled everybody here to get into the finals. Interesting to note, though, that your other playoff teams came from Group A. The second and third teams out of Group A also made it to the semifinals. I thought that was somewhat interesting. Germany and Poland, no, they could not make the cut. So now I see Naked in here saying Portugal's going to win in three when he was just saying he didn't want to see Portugal. So what's up with that, Naked? But I agree with you, Portugal in three. But, you know, well, have to wait and see how it comes down here. Team's still not ready. Not really sure what we're waiting for. Last I saw, they were checking their GIDs, but that was about 2 or 3 minutes ago. We'll have to see if they're just about set to go here as we are on UT Casa. You know the maps. I don't actually have them for you this time. I'm going to have to pull up the right bomb map, which I don't have out at the moment here. So let me grab that. And yes, would you believe I still use pictures here when I cast. UT Casa, which one is it now? There's UT Casa. Little Team Survivor. Portulag in three. Yes, I saw the L-A-G, the emphasis on the lag. And it looks like Seffy's asking if we can hold starting for just a couple of minutes as Infiltrate restarts his computer. So, as I said, the USA bringing everybody here. I think they came to the match against Denmark with like 10 guys. And it took us a little bit longer to get started than we would like. And we're just about 15 minutes past the start of the match here.
Red team wins.
As we get ready to rock and roll today, Nations Cup 9 final, USA versus Portugal. As we will look to entertain, or is that, yeah, that is entertain. As we run through the map here very quickly. Portugal is already ready. Looks like they're going to start as red. Mortal, Maori, Wolverine, Hantu, Riders, and Cuspix. We'll have to see their starting five here in just a minute as we wait Infiltrate to return to the server. Once he does, Seffy, the captain for the USA, Going to do the Slash Radio, and we will get into the game here on Inside the Game today. If you haven't been there, go visit the website, www.getinsidethegame.com. Provide you all the Urban Terror coverage you need here. In the playoffs, we'll have to see what comes about Urban Terror next Cup season. I know I'll be around. I know Dan is probably wanted to be around, so we'll see if that actually gets going. As we see Maori wishing U.S. good luck. Keeper doing the same here to Portugal. Spasmatic of ICU saying USA in two. Come on now. Anyway, it's going to be interesting. Two clans of this caliber, I'm sure we would like to see it go three and like it to come down to the wire here, but, you know, it is a playoff. Strange things happen. Some teams get waxed, Denmark. Others play very well, but hey, I'm just kidding, too. Denmark played very well on CTF. They just couldn't set us up the bomb. That was their problem. So I'm not sure where Infiltrator is restarting his computer from. It must be a Macintosh. Commodore. Tandy, you know. TRS-80. But he is nowhere to be found here at the moment. USA does have five in their Civil AF, P-Nasty, S2H, and Keeper. So that may be their starting five here for this first match on UT Casa. We do play 10 minutes and switch sides. As we watch and wait here for Seffi to ready up for the United States. We continue to hang out here in the marketplace. As we continue to watch both nations warm up here. Somebody give us a slash ready from the USA, and let's get this party started here. I'm going to step away and play one quick sounder. I think I have time. It's Oswald. You're inside the game. We'll be right back.
And let's see. Who wants wheat eye off the air?
Do you Dude, know I know nobody wants...
Who wants wheat eye off the air? Eye off the air.
I don't want wheat off the air.
Great, that means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new ITG.
I love something I can't say in Danish. Not sure what the hell it is. You guys will just laugh at me if I try to pronounce it, huh? Anyway, we are back here. It is Oswald with you on Inside the Game. And yes, Infiltrate has just connected. He got his modem dialed up, and he has a good connection, so he will be joining us here in just a moment. And I'm not sure if he's going to start or not as we get back into the game.
Red team wins.
As I said, Portugal's been ready here for about the last 7 or 8 minutes. And now that we have Infiltrate, drop his USA tag on, and we should be set to go here. USA with six. Portugal with six. Right now, Keeper looking like he is the sub here for the USA. Ah, I see. Throwing a little schwang around, huh? That's not good, TBiotic. it's all fun and games until someone gets hurt, isn't it? Continue to watch both nations warm up here. Our maps, if you're just tuning in, that's going to be UT Casa on Team Survivor, CTF on Turnpike, followed by Bomb and Diffuse on UT Sanctuary. We got all the players. Now we just need the slash ready from Seffi here of the USA, and... get in the game. We see Can asking if the subs are ready and if we're set to go. Just waiting, waiting. Oh, USA, let's go. Fashionably late. Typical USA fashion right here. Yes, typical USA fashion. Let's see. Subs look like they're ready. Subs are ready. But I guess the USA is not as we continue to watch them warm up here. Come on, Can. Grow some and let's get this match started. We're almost 20 minutes past our start time here. At this rate, we're not going to get Denmark and the Netherlands in. Don't think we'll get that in. Anyways, as I said, time permitting, we're going to try to bring you both matches. And it looks like we're going to go one more round here from what Seffi says. And we will be set to start.
This is Radio IDG.
And once again, welcome to Inside the Game. It is Oswald here, Nations Cup 9 Grand Final today, the USA versus Portugal. Is it going to be two rounds? Is it going to be three rounds? Who's going to dominate Team Survivor on UT Casa? Who's going to cap the flag and turnpipe? And will we need Bomb on UT Sanctuary to decide this match today? Grand Finals taking place here in just a few minutes. I do want to thank Can for being our supervisor here in the match and also Fro Servers for providing GTV coverage. And we are set to go 3-2-1. Good luck and have fun. We watch the USA spawn under the covered passageway. Here they come, being led by S2H up the stairwell. Here comes Infiltrate being chased away by a couple grenades. Portugal rushing very quickly. Maori dropping P-Nasty. And just like that, Wolverine and Wolverine and Riders doing the damage here, taking the USA down inside of about 20 seconds. A very quick rush there by Portugal as the USA now coming out of the covered passageway. This time going into the marketplace. Leading the charge is Seffi for the USA as he looks down the alley timbers here. Grenades being tossed down in that direction. Hantu standing back near the spawn point with the Remington SR8 trying to get an angle shot down the alley timbers here. He does have a couple of USA gamers down there. S2H, Seffi, and AF are there as we move through the level here looking for the remaining members of Portugal. Over to the patio courtyard we go. That is where we find him. S2H, the grenade, though, connecting with Hantu over on the back side of the map there. Down he goes. Mortal going down over the alley timbers now. He's got two gamers from the U.S. coming down. That is Seffi, and S2H is going to be AF with the LR-300 gunning down Mortal. As we see the USA now approaching the old alleyway, Seffi has copped a pose there, hanging out underneath the tree as P-Nasty and Infiltrate get back-to-back kills on Reiners and Wolverine. AF now passing the T-intercept. He's got, I believe that was Riders in his sight. Negative, that was Maori, and it's going to be Seffi gunning down Maori here. So USA picking up the second round. We are tied here at one apiece. Portugal coming out of the covered passageway. We follow Maori down the upper fountain hallway, taking a squat on the balcony as he continues now looking down the opposite end of and dropping a grenade near the end of that upper front hallway. USA hanging back in the patio courtyard up on the balcony. We have P-Nasty and Seffi just off the T-intersection. That is Infiltrate being chased away by a couple grenades coming down the alley timbers from the marketplace. That was Hantu again with the SR-8. He is up on the marketplace patio trying to get that angled shot once again. Infiltrate and P-Nasty now moving through the old alleyway over near the spawn point. Both gamers with LR-300s. P-Nasty now approaching the T-intersection, the main score alley. And just underneath the bridge, that is Mortal for Portugal. Up above him, going through the marketplace alley, that is Hantu. Hantu has now moved up, looking like he is going to run down the alley timbers. What is he going to do? It looks like he is going to hold his position there for just a moment. USA still back in the old alleyway. Seffi, S2H, P-Nasty, AF, and Infiltrate. Hantu quickly guns down Infiltrate with the SR. 8, but he is gunned down very quickly by S2H Mortal with, who is that, Riders coming down the alley. Timbers, he's got Seffy in his sight, but S2H right there to gun down Wolverine and Seffy finishing off Mortal. That is going to leave Maori and Riders. We pick it up with those two gamers over in the old alleyway, backing up now, looking like they're going to start moving towards a patio courtyard. Rider leading the charge here for Portugal, as Maori's going to continue to hang back near that spawn point. We have a minute 11 left in this round, and Maori now decided to vacate that spawn, move over to the patio courtyard. Riders just in front of him. Riders with all of his health, and Maori looked like he had about 80% or so. As we pick it up with Maori, 75% or so, as he moves up onto the balcony just above the patio courtyard. USA now coming down the old alleyway, coming out of the upper front hallway as well. That is S2H and AF, as S2H heals up AF back to about 40%. Check that, make that 80%. He had a med pack. Riders gunning down AF, but Nasty right there to finish off Maori and Riders. So the USA taking round three here. Your score 2-1 with 15:50 to go here in the match. As we spawn with the USA, it is AF spawning over in the new alleyway, as the USA now makes their way down the new alleyway. S2H up onto the marketplace patio. Hantu and Wolverine showing their faces. Wolverine coming down the alley. Timbers and through the marketplace alley. Here comes Hantu. He is injured. He retreats back across the bridge as we see S2H over near. Yes, we get to call it out. The obligatory crate here in the marketplace. Wolverine, better look out. He meets up with Seffy's LR300. S2H, unfortunately, also does. So a team kill there on the side of the USA. Will that cost him this round? It may, because now that gives the man advantage to Portugal. It is a 3-on-2. P-Nasty and Seffy left for the USA. Riders, Hantu, and Mortal for Portugal. 2:02 left here in this round. We follow Riders and Mortal up on the marketplace patio. P-Nasty ducking down behind the wall just off the alley. Timbers cannot be seen. A nice work there by P-Nasty with a little bit of a headshot on Mortal just off the Market Square alley. USA reloading and healing up and coming back out into the marketplace. 2-on-2 battle here as we watch Riders now drop off the upper fountain hallway, moving through the courtyard alley into the patio. Riders 80 health, Hantu just above him in the upper fountain hallway as he moves back and forth here, joining his team member back in the patio courtyard as we watch the mini-map here. Gamers nowhere to be found next to each other as we watch Hantu now come up with the SR-8 over near the old alley spawn. He's going to have to be careful. USA was up on that patio, marketplace patio, but they have since vacated, moving through the northeast courtyard and south down the new alleyway. Riders, Hantu holding their position over near the old alley spawn. Looks like we may be content to wait things out here. 45 seconds and counting. Riders and Hantu now moving down the alley. Timbers into the marketplace as they turn and go in the Market Square alleyway. Just looking over the bridge down through the arched foyer. Nobody there for the USA. USA still holding up over in the new alleyway. Looks like they're moving now through the marketplace. Riders taking a couple of long-distance shots at P-Nasty and Seffy. Seffy turning the corner. Riders has the advantage here, as he has got a little bit of protection behind that small wall, as Hantu sends a message here with the SR-8 on P-Nasty, and Hantu finishing off here, killing Seffy with the SR-8. So back-to-back SR-8 kills. Hantu now with 4 kills for Portugal. P-Nasty for the U.S. with 4 as well. We are tied after 4 rounds, 2-2. We follow it with Portugal once again here. Time remaining 12:42 on the clock. Riders for Portugal in the Fountain Courtyard. Not moving much as the USA now coming forward here into the patio courtyard. S2H tossing a couple grenades over the rooftop. He's joined by infiltrators. We see Portugal trying to sneak up on the exit there to the courtyard alleyway. They retreat. That was Riders. Riders going to try his luck again. Here he comes through. Riders turning left. He's going to cap S2H, but Seffi finishing him off very quickly. So they exchange kills, and that goes to the advantage of the USA. They still have the one-man advantage. Mortal, though, evening things up, but P-Nasty and Seffi getting two kills for one. That is going to leave Wolverine. He is by himself. He's got Seffi and P-Nasty. Wolverine in a lot of trouble. Seffi going to finish him off. Down he goes. USA takes round five. 3-2 your score at the 11:50 mark. Round six, here we go. USA spawning into the covered passageway very quickly. Down they come. As we follow Maori and Riders, moving forward upper fountain hallway, we go with Maori. He's out all the way down the hallway into the fountain courtyard now. Turning right, he comes into the new alleyway. Maori got a little advanced scouting here. Wolverine holding his position over in the fountain courtyard. USA down the new alley. Here they come. Maori turn the corner here. Gun battle ensues. Infiltrate finishing off Maori as Seffi kills Riders. But Wolverine right there to finish off Seffi. Wolverine meets up with P-Nasty. He says, you're no good. Gunning down Wolverine. And AF right behind him with the shot on hand to. That is going to leave Mortal, who gets a nice DE kill on AF. But it's not going to be enough. He is in a lot of trouble. He's got the MP5K out, and it's going to be the LR300 of S2H over in the alley. Timbers to finish him off. USA with another back-to-back round. They had two wins there in round two and three. They take rounds five and six, and they have doubled up Portugal now, 4-2 our score. As we approach the midway point, 10:30 to go here in the match. Portugal coming out of the covered passageway once again as we follow Portugal. Mortal, actually, in it too. Into the marketplace, he doubles back across the bridge, looking down that T-intersection. Here comes the USA crossing the T-intersection. That was P-Nasty as Maori kills Infiltrate with an LR-300. Maori doing a good job at S2H. Gets the better of him as he dropped down from the upper fountain hallway. 2-on-1 here, and Ryder's able to cap S2H. AF finishing off Mortal. As Ryder's now coming through the patio courtyard, he's got the DE out, but Nasty quicker on the trigger with the LR-300. But Wolverine right there, last two kills. He guns down Seffi and P-Nasty in the patio courtyard to pick up the victory here in round seven. So your score now, 4-3 in favor of the USA. We spawn with Portugal once again down the T-intersection. They come tossing grenades very quickly into the fountain courtyard. Maori finishing off S2H. Seffi getting killed there. Infiltrate doing a nice job on Wolverine. Mortal, though, back-to-back kills here on AF and Infiltrate as he chased him up the stairs in the fountain courtyard. Portugal rushing here very quickly as we try to find P-Nasty. You hear P-Nasty grunting and groaning. He is injured, but he's able to gun down Mortal, reload, and heal himself just off the marketplace as he now goes and crouches down just next to the alley. Timbers over in the marketplace waiting for Portugal. It is a 1-on-1 here. Riders and P-Nasty, and Riders finishing off P-Nasty. That is going to tie the contest up at 4 apiece. 8:54 to go here in the round and counting. USA coming out of the covered passageway into the fountain courtyard very quickly. AF taking the high road into the upper fountain hallway, watching a couple of grenades go off just in front of him. Seffi now coming down under the tunnel, looking back up the T-intersection. Mortal right there with the LR-300. Getting a couple of shots off, not connecting with Seffi. Infiltrate coming across too. Handu playing some sweet, sweet music, gunning down Seffi, but Infiltrate right there to finish off Handu. But Mortal and Riders getting the advantage here on the USA. Down to P-Nasty once again for the USA. And Wolverine going to finish him off. So three rounds in a row here for Portugal has put them up 5-4 with 8:10 to go in this match. Riders coming through very quickly, dropping a couple of nades through the alleyway into the patio courtyard. USA coming out from the old alleyway. Spawn Seffi moving forward the courtyard alley. That's what we call it. Seffi coming around. Riders gun down S2H from all the way across the patio, finishing him off. Maori also bites it up. Infiltrate another LR-300 kill. Hantu deadly today with that SR-8. He has another kill. That is 7 for Hantu. I believe six of those have come by SR8. So Hantu doing a very good job here. Hantu switching weapons. SR8 out. He is injured. Close quarter combat. Not the weapon you want out. Infiltrate. Easy kill on Hantu. Infiltrate now trying to get up onto the balcony. Mortal gunning down P-Nasty, but AF finishing off Wolverine. That is going to leave Mortal, your sole survivor. He is not going to last long. AF is going to finish him off here in round 10 and tie things back up for the USA. 7 minutes to go here in the match. We spawn with the USA over in the new alleyway very quickly out into the marketplace. Leading the charge here is Infiltrate for the USA. He's got S2H, AF, Seffy, and P-Nasty behind him. Down the alley, Timbers we go. And guess who is back there for Portugal? Yes, it is Hantu. Couple grenades and not chasing him away as they fall short at the exit here on the old alleyway side of the alley. Timbers turn the corner and coming down, getting a shot in, but not killing him. Wolverine trying to finish off Seffy, but it's going to be Mortal who gets him just as he hit the corner. Infiltrate now turn the corner. Under fire from Mortal, who's over near the T-intersection. Mortal now dropping down, but Hantu gunned down by S2H as we pick the action up in the marketplace with S2H and Infiltrate. Turning and going in that marketplace alleyway. That was Infiltrate is S2H now turning the corner, trying to fend off a couple attacks here. AF is injured. He is going to get healed up by Seffy just adjacent to the obligatory crate. Maori now up on the marketplace patio. LR300 out, just about 50 health. 4-on-4 battle here. Maori injured. He retreats down the stairs. Ryder's coming through. Ryder's not going to get the kill. Maori picking him up. Mortal gun down. Maori getting another kill here on P-Nasty. And Wolverine finishing off S2H. That is going to lead AF, your lone gamer here for the USA. He is injured. 40 health behind the obligatory crate. He's got nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. But he guns down Maori. But right there, Maori gets the kill. I was wrong. Maori actually got the kill. He was not killed. Round 11 in the book, 6-5. Round 12 starts at the 5:15 mark. Portugal coming out of the old alleyway spawn into the patio. We see Riders and Maori there. Infiltrate getting the initial kill here on Mortal. As we watch Infiltrate now move over the bridge, Ryder's grenade catching AF. Infiltrate now turning the corner, going up and tossing the grenade down at the end of the alley. Timbers here chasing Hantu away. Hantu returning a grenade of his own. S2H also met an unlucky fate. Another grenade there tossed by Maori, who also killed P-Nasty. Hantu coming through. He's got Seffy in the back. Wolverine coming through the front. Infiltrate dropped. And a Portugal picking up another victory here in round 12 to go up by 2, 7-5 at the 4:25 mark and counting. Hantu starting things early again. An SRA shot finishing off AF. AF drop. Now here comes Ryder. Ryder's through the archway. S2H gunning down P-Nasty. Wolverine back-to-back kills here on S2H and P-Nasty in the Fountain Courtyard with the LR300. You'd think it's a game of Clue here, huh? Wolverine in the patio courtyard with the LR300. Yes, you are the winner. Hantu, an SRA kill on Maori. That is going to hurt, but Infiltrate, your last gamer here for the USA. And he's going to be gunned down by Wolverine. 13 is over. 8-5. Portugal opening up a bit of a lead here in the waning moments here on Team Survivor on UT Casa. 3:40 to go and a count. And USA going to have to go on the offensive here. They still have time. Not yet. Don't write them off yet as Infiltrate gets your first kill here on Mortal once again. USA holding the T-intersection. S2H with a nice grenade finishing off Riders. Riders now dropping down. Check that. Maori dropping down into the patio courtyard. He's going to be killed by Infiltrate, who's going to be healed up very quickly by Seffy. Nice teamwork there by the USA. Very quick on the heels. As Seffy now coming through, but it's going to be Infiltrate with back-to-back kills on Wolverine and Hantu. And the USA gets one back here with 3:04 to go. 8-6 your score in favor of Portugal. As we watch the battle rage on, Maori and Immortal, two kills here to start the round on S2H and AF. Riders coming through the Fountain Courtyard. Hantu now leading the charge into the marketplace. Hantu, another SR8 kill. P-Nasty up on the marketplace balcony. Did not see it. Mortal gunning down Sephi Infiltrate, though, over in the marketplace. Gun down, and Riders finishes it off here for Portugal. That is now 9-6 in favor of Portugal. 2:25 to go here. This is a vital round for the USA. They're going to have to take this round. Maori's Grenade taking out two USA gamers, AF and S2H. Sephi meets an unlucky fate as well. Hantu with a UMP kill on Infiltrate, and that is going to leave P-Nasty, who's going to be finished off with an LR-300 for Mortal, and that could seal the fate for the USA here in Team Survivor. Portugal up by four with 2 minutes to go, as we're going to start off with the USA here. Watch and see if they can rip off a couple of very quick round wins here as we follow Sephi up the stairs into the upper fountain hallway. Take no prisoners. Sephi doing a good job chasing Maori down, but Wolverine coming through the fountain courtyard up the stairs, gunning him down. Mortal getting a kill on AF, and Wolverine finishing off Infiltrate just near the alley courtyard. Into the patio courtyard, here comes Mortal turning the corner. He's got P-Nasty, and he's going to bleed him out. Mortal finishing off P-Nasty and S2H. That is going to be the round. 17 is in the books, and this match is all but over. 11-6 now, as Portugal hung on here. They have taken the last three out of four rounds. Or check that, make that the last three rounds. 15, 16, and 17. The U.S. had a chance, but they let it slip away after round 14. As we watch the waning moments here, the last 60 seconds in this round. With Wolverine, upper fountain hallway, here he comes all the way into the patio courtyard. Up on the balcony, that is Sephi and Infiltrate. Here comes Mortal, turn of the corner, he's got Sephi in his sights. Sephi able to gun him down, nice work. Sephi not going to avoid the grenade, but it's going to be Riders with the LR-300 finishing him off here. 39 seconds and counting, 12-6. Is our score. This should be our final round here on Team Survivor. UT Casa, that is where we are. Nations Cup 9 final. Right now, it looks like Portugal going to take a 2-0 lead here to open things up here. As we're going to switch to UT Turnpike. Little CTF in just about 20 seconds. Infiltrate with a nice kill over in the marketplace. The marketplace alley. Sephi coming out, crossing the bridge, down to the arched foyer he runs. P-Nasty giving us the good game. Teams exchanging pleasantries here as time has expired. Wolverine, your last gamer, he is going to be gunned down. There is the final score, 12-7 USA, picking up round 18. Not going to matter here as they go down in defeat. Going to step away, take a break, and come back. It is Oswald. You're inside the game. We'll be right back.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theory that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games and gamers, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG.
We go inside the game to provide you with live sports coverage.
You wanted it. You got it. The gaming station devoted to,
well, games.
So keep it here. And inside the game, Radio ITG.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. It is Oswald here. At the intermission, our score 2-0 in favor of Portugal. They picked up 2 points by virtue of their 12-7 win on UT Casa. As we wait here for the start of a Turnpike, little CTF action. USA going to have to come back strong here in the second round. Are they going to be able to do it? I think they will. Could we have a third round in our midst? We may. Running down some of the scores here from the first round. Wolverine 4, Portugal 18 kills. Riders, Maori, and Hantu all with 14. Mortal, Maori, and Riders with 14. Hantu with 13 timely SRA kills. For the USA was Infiltrate, 16 kills. Seppi, P-Nasty, both with 12 S2H. And AF with 10. That is how it ended. Step away. Be back in just a few moments here. It is Oswald. You're inside the game. We're coming right back.
To play on. That's where Locked On comes in. Our servers have 100% guaranteed uptime, 0% packet loss, low pings, and 27 quality customer support. Why get your server anywhere else? Locked On Hosting can provide a server for any game, new and old. If your game isn't listed on our website, we're happy to add it and host it for you. Visit www.lockedonhosting.net today for your very own low-cost, high-performance game server. That's lockedonhosting.net, where your game server experience is never compromised.
5,000 spots of pure shoutcast power. This is Radio IDG.
I guarantee you one thing, CTF on Turnpike, fast and furious. Never seen it any other way, so hang in there. As we get ready to bring you the second round here, CTF on UT Turnpike. I know we usually see this played Team Survivor, but today it is a little CTF action. And as I said, it is going to be very fast, very high scoring. USA going to have to come up with a victory here as they are down 2-0. Action not quite ready to start. As we watch both the nations warm up here. Still a few minutes away from the start of the round. Looks like USA started to roll early on UT Casa. Out of the first six rounds, they took four of them, 4-2, and that was the biggest lead they would get. Portugal coming back in the middle rounds, taking 7, 8, and 9. Giving up one round in 10 and then coming back strong with another 3, 11, 12, and 13. Those are the middle rounds. Those are the ones that actually won it for Portugal. USA had their chance in the 14th. They won the 14th, got close, but lost in the 15th. And after that, time was a factor. Not able to take it from Portugal. So your score here at the break, 2-0 Portugal. Going to have to watch and wait, see how things play out here in the next few minutes. As we go CTF here on a Turnpike. Somewhat surprising, but nonetheless, it will be a good match. You rest assured we will see that as we get ready to bring you the match here. Both nations, as I said, still warming up. Flags on CTF here on Turnpike. One of them over in the south parking lot. The other just north of the alley next to the loading docks, just outside that brick wall. Pretty easy to grab the flag. Getting back usually becomes a challenge. You will see gamers enter the loading docks on the south side of the map and sort of squatting there with the flag. We'll have to see if that is the case today. We have seen that before. As action not quite ready to start. Looks like we will have a couple of substitutes here for Portugal. Same for the USA. And once they have their lineup set, we will bring those to you and get the match started. USA probably has the advantage on this map, a slight advantage on this map, by virtue of playing CTF more than the Europeans, more than Portugal. And one thing you will notice, well, if you're on GTV, maybe not, I didn't check the pings on the first map. I guess I should have. Maybe I can pull that picture back up here, the final final screenshot. Looking at the pings from the first round on UT Casa, 70, pretty much the standard for Portugal, 130, 150s on average for the USA. Well, that now weighs in favor of the U.S. They are the ones sporting the 50 pings, and Portugal three times that, up in the neighborhood of 150, 170, even a 182 Barros there, sporting the big 182. Could be 189, huh? 187. 215. Oh, my God. I believe Barros even said he might not be able to play with that sort of a ping, but mid-100s, not too bad. So, anyway. USA definitely has the advantage. Will they need it? I would say they will. We want to go to a third and a decisive round. CTF on UT Turnpike here coming up in just a few moments. And we will bring it to you live here on Inside the Game. www.getinsidethegame.com. And I apologize again for no video feed from my system. I had planned to have some streaming media for you. Unfortunately, as often happens, I ran out of time and just was not able to get things situated here in order to bring in the live streaming media. And let me tell you, it is pretty damn cool. I did one cast, and the community I did it for thought it was amazing. So you guys will have that to look forward to next season, as I see Yoram getting a little bit of love here from Portugal. And Barros dropping a couple of words here about his ping. And, well, you know, this is what happens, especially if you have clans, even nations from North America, South America. You got to deal with the pings. So I say to Portugal, be lucky you have that two-point lead here, because this definitely weighs in favor of the USA. Both teams very fast, very tactic, very good use of tactics, and very much team-oriented. Seffi, I watched Seffi here very closely, carries a med pack, and he's very quick to heal up teammates. One of the reasons why the USA has been successful here in this Nations Cup. So we're still waiting for the USA to finalize their team, and they have a run down the starters here. Wolverine, Maori, Mortal, Amish, and Riders in red, and the USA in blue. Infiltrate, Seffi, Camaros, Keeper, and P-Nasty. Here we go, 3-2-1, good luck and have fun. The USA spawning on the north side of the map, on the blue side of the map. Coming down the airway, here comes Portugal. Mortal leading the charge here. It's going to be Amish gunned down by Seffi. Camaros and Seffi. Again, Camaros getting two kills. Seffi getting a couple of kills as well, defending the flag. Neither flag has been picked up yet, but here comes Camaros once again through the company park. On defense for Portugal, that was Riders, as we are now above the Portuguese flag here, the red flag, over in the south parking lot. Wolverine moving through that south parking lot into the company park. Nobody guarding the Portuguese flag here at the moment. Mortal grabbing the blue flag of the USA. Here he comes down the alley very quickly, turning left onto William Street. It's going to be a foot race here. Who is going to get him? Mortal turning the corner. Not in time. Seffi gunning him down, taking him away. And the USA going to return their flag. Nice return by Seffi on the counterattack. It is Infiltrate grabbing and dropping the flag here, gunned down by Riders. So Portugal with the first grab, able to get the flag. P-Nasty grabbing the Portuguese flag. Here he goes through the company park into the metro station, and the flag going to be put back on the north side of the map here. We're going to have to swing around the other side. We do see P-Nasty dropping the red flag here. Mortal dropping the blue flag. Mortal picking up the blue flag once again. So Mortal has the USA flag. as we are over in the loading docks. The flag is loose up in top of that south loading docks, climbing up to get it and returning it. It is Sefi for the USA. Infiltrate grabbing the Portuguese flag here, but he is going to be capped. The flag getting nowhere. 1-0, though, is your score. I missed a cap here very quickly. 1-0 here for the USA as they get a cap early on. 7:55 to go here in the match. Maori and Immortal gunning down a couple of USA gamers as we watch the red flag here for Portugal. And, yes, we do have a junior shoutcaster here who's screaming his head off. I will be right back. Give me 1 second. I'll be right back here in the match. Sorry about that, sir. A junior shoutcaster really was not too happy with that USA cap. But USA back here, they have capped a second time. Sorry about that. As it is now 2-0 USA, 7:07 on the clock. As we see Keeper and Sefi, a little defense, they're gunning down Amish and Mortal. As we see Camaros capping the flag, third time here for the USA, 6:55 to go. As the U.S. playing some good defense here, Pink playing it. An issue? Possibly. Amish for Portugal grabbing the blue flag. Down he goes, running through the alley. Camaros and P-Nasty coming up the alleyway. It's going to be P-Nasty killing him and returning the flag. So Portugal has had a couple of grabs here, but not able to return it. Their best chance, the first grab they had, but Sefi to the rescue. He was able to gun down the flag carry and return the flag. Mortal priming grenade. He's going to toss it down there just out of Keeper's range. Keeper, though, gunning down Immortal with the LR-300. Does have the silencer on it as Wolverine finishing off Camaros as we hang around the blue flag here for just a couple of moments. And Portugal not even able to get down the alley here at the moment. Looks like USA going on a counterattack. Infiltrate has the red flag. He is going to go through the company park and the metro station. The blue flag is on its stand as we're going to watch Infiltrate. Here he comes coming out of the metro station through the north parking lot. He is running. Still has 100 health. It is going to be 4-0 here. There is a cap by Infiltrate. USA now up 4-0. 5:40 to go here in the match. As we continue to watch the action here, it has been all USA as our score is 4-0. A couple grenades dropped in to the McCain supply yard. Sefi finishing off riders out on William Street. Keeper running back and forth here in the alleyway. Maori now coming through, turn of the corner, going inside the alley entrance, and he is going to be headshotted by a Keeper. Infiltrate grabs the Portuguese flag once again. Maori gunning down Keeper as we head back to the USA flag. There it is. We are going to watch Infiltrate. Will he get through? Infiltrate gunning down Maori. He's being chased by Wolverine. Wolverine gunning him down. Oh, Wolverine not able to get the flag. It is picked up by P-Nasty through the north parking lot and a cap number 5 USA. 5-0 now at the 4:45 mark. Portugal had a chance to return the flag cap, but gunned down right as he was about to return the flag. Picked up by P-Nasty and returned for a cap. 5-0 here. Amish gunned down by Sefi. P-Nasty again grabbing and dropping the flag. Keeper and Infiltrate back on defense. Maori, Amish, and Mortal coming through. Good teamwork there by Portugal. Amish picking up the flag. It's going to be a foot race here. Amish down the alleyway. Watch out from the main entrance. I did see one of the USA gamers coming through there. P-Nasty coming through. He's going to gun down Amish once again. Wolverine, though, picking up the flag after he finishes off P-Nasty and caps it for Portugal. 5-1, 4 minutes to go here in the match. And Portugal is on the board. But this lead going to be very tough to overcome for Portugal. They're going to have to go into the break down by a couple. USA playing tough here, playing some good defense, some good counterattacks on the part of the USA to take a 5-1 lead here. 3:37 and counting. USA coming down again. Mortal looking like he is going to grab the flag. He does so, but the Portuguese flag has also been grabbed by Infiltrate. Amish, little protection there. Mortal drop in the USA flag is Infiltrate now coming through the north parking lot. It is possibly going to be another cap. Infiltrate bleeding. And, oh, he caps it just as he dies. Mortal bled out just as he capped the flag here. 6-1 USA dominating here. 3 minutes exactly to go here in the match as we turn our attention back towards that red Portuguese flag out in the south parking lot. On defense here for Portugal is Riders and Wolverine. Wolverine now ducking inside the park entrance. As Riders hanging back at the flag, USA has this half a CTF. 1-6-1 is our score. 2:30 on the clock. As we continue to watch, wait, and see what happens. P. Nasty out of the main entrance, grabbing the red flag, gunning down Riders. Here he goes once again through the company park into the metro station, out of the metro station parking lot. 100 health, actually check that, 80 health. Amish coming through the north parking lot door, gunning him down. And Amish, excuse me, returning the flag for Portugal. P. Nasty cutting him down at the knees before he even got close to the USA flag. 6-1 your score here at the 2-minute warning as Mortal and Maori going for the rush here. It is going to be Maori with the flag. Mortal going to play some defense here. Give Maori a chance to get down the alleyway. He does, but coming out of the alley entrance, that was P. Nasty finishing off Maori and returning the flag once again. Infiltrate trying to do just that to the Portugal flag, but not able to do so. Infiltrate gunned down by Riders once again. 1:30 on the clock. USA still dominating 6-1 here in this round. Seffi with 104 points leads all gamers. Wolverine with 33 along with Maori lead Portugal. Riders and Amish both picking up a couple of kills here as we're down to 1:20. And we're going to go into the half here. 6-1 at least is our score right now. Little CTF action going on. I said it would be fast. I said it would be furious. And it has been on the part of the USA. Look like Portugal may get an early cap, but some good defense by the USA was able to turn the tables and to get a nice counterattack there to stop, to prevent the Portuguese from picking up the first point. And the USA has just turned it on ever since. 6-1 is your score, and it's looking like it may end like that. We're down to 40 seconds and counting. Camaros picking up and dropping the red flag. Amish again with the blue flag. Here he comes moving through the company park. As we're now going to have to decide possible server here, depending on how the second half of this match comes out. Amish captures the blue flag, so that is a key cap here for Portugal. 6-2, 15 seconds to go in the match. We're going to have one more half of CTF. Camaros dropping the red flag. 4 seconds. 3-2-1. Time. Our score here at the break. 6-2. 6-2. Going to have to see what happens here as teams switch sides. See if we have any subs coming in or out. It does not look like it. 6-2 USA halfway there to sending this to a third round. It'll be interesting to see where they try to play this. It will be an issue of pings, though. One side will not be too happy, but we'll have to see what happens here. Team switching sides. Portugal going blue. USA going red here. We'll have to see if this plays to anybody's advantage. Most of the caps came on the reds, or on the blue side, which was the USA there in the first half of action. We'll have to see if that is the case here for Portugal. They are down by 4 right now. So baby steps first. You got to tie things up here. So they're going to have to come out strong and rip off 4 victories here to at least tie this round. not give up too many rounds here to the USA. They have their work cut out for them, but you know what? I smell third and final round on a little bomb. We'll have to see if that is going to be the case. Score here at the intermission, 6-2. We're going to step away. Very quick sounder. Come right back. It's Oz. You're inside the game.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on you.
So apparently the odds are 1 in 5. Teeth are actually getting whiter in this very moment. You can thank us later.
This is the new Radio ITG.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. It is Oswald here. We are between rounds here on UT Turnpike. We just completed the first round of CTF. It went to the USA 6-2. They dominated as blue. We'll have to see if Portugal will have the same success on the blue side or not. Looks like we're just about ready. Teams have players have finally got on their respective sides. And yes, I would agree with that statement. The U.S. is raping them on CTF. Part of that I will knock off to pings, but part of it, most of it, knock off to skill here and teamwork by the USA. Very quick, very timely kills by the USA as Portugal had a couple of chances there and not able to get it done as USA came up huge with a couple of timely kills to prevent a cap or two of the flag, even two caps, and it's an even closer game, 6-4. Right now, USA should be feeling pretty confident about their position. They are up by 4, moving to the second round of CTF here on UT Turnpike. Just waiting for the USA to ready up here. Starters for Portugal are going to be Mortal, Riders, Wolverine, Amish, and Maori. Barros, your sub here for Portugal with the sucky ping of about 176 right now. USA going to start with Camaro's Infiltrate Keeper. P-Nasty, Seffi, and S2H hanging in the wings. He is your water boy here for this second round here on UT Turnpike. I also want to give a quick shout-out to Special. He is just that special and one of my favorites from the USA, even though he is a bench warmer. So just waiting on the slash ready here. Quick shout out once again to Preet of FroServers.com. Preet and Joe doing a great job again this Cup season, bringing gamers all the action here on GTV. Portugal saying we are ready in response to Can's question. USA not quite ready. Still waiting for them to ready up here. Seffi not answering quite yet. Like USA wants to play a couple more minutes here. Warm up. As we get ready to do the second half of CTF here on UT Turnpike. Little chatter going on in the server here. Friendly chatter at that. The Bronze Cup match is today as well. Denmark and the Netherlands doing battle here any minute. But we are here with the Gold Cup match. Nations Cup 9 grand finals today. USA and Portugal. Right now Portugal holds a 2-0 lead, but first half of CTF dominated by the USA. We'll have to see if that domination continues here for another 10 minutes as we wait and watch. We need the USA to ready up so we can get our game on here and bring you all the action from Nations Cup 9 as Portugal and the USA are squaring off here to decide the winner today. You know, and I can even remember Seffi telling me, we'll be quick, I'll make sure everybody gets where they're supposed to be. Somehow, that didn't really work out. That was actually last week he told me that. But this week, I'm not sure. Okay, here we go. We're set to go here. Good luck and have fun being exchanged by both nations. CTF to begin here in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And go. We spawn on the north parking lot with Portugal. We're going to watch the blue flag here as infiltrate now. Coming down the alleyway, he's got Seffi. Nobody, oddly enough. Here comes Riders now. Out near the blue flag, Seffi draws Riders. Riders trying to get the kill. He does so. Maori picking off Keeper. The USA's flag has been grabbed. Infiltrate, though, right there. He's going to pick up the blue flag and return it. Unlucky. He is injured. Mortal dropping the red flag. USA may get an early cap here. As Infiltrate coming through the south parking lot, he's going to cap it for the U.S. in the first 40 seconds. So USA goes up by one here in this round. That is a huge one because that puts Portugal even further down. 7-2 now our overall score here as we watch the USA again assault the blue flag of Portugal. Seffi trying to bounce off the corners. Riders gunned down. Three USA gamers around the flag. It is going to be Infiltrate once again grabbing the flag. He is injured, though. He is not going to make it back as he is watching his backside. Doing a nice job, though, gunning down Riders. He gets to the end of the alley where he is going to be finished off. Wolverine going to grab the flag here for Portugal and return it. P-Nasty, Infiltrate, and Seffi all coming out. Infiltrate and Seffi down the alleyway they go. Amish gunned down by Camaros. As we see, Portugal doing a lot of defensive gameplay right now, not able to get out front and grab that flag. As we see Maori now go around the corner with, I believe that was Mortal. Riders getting the kill on Seffi. Keeper gunning down Maori and P-Nasty killing himself. So the blue flag there of Portugal sitting where it needs to be. Maori moving through the metro station. He's got help. He does have Amish with him. Through the company park, here comes Maori around the corner. He's got the red flag of the USA, but Infiltrate has the blue flag of a Portugal. Maori through the metro station into the metro station parking lot. And he's going to go up on top of the metro station. So we'll have to see what happens out front here with the USA and the flag they carry of Portugal. As we go inside the loading dock and up on top of the crates, there is Infiltrate. 1-0 is their score. Maori dropping the red flag. Is anybody going to pick it up, or is that flag going to be returned? Still dropped up on top of the rooftop here of the metro station. Wolverine guarding the flag here. Chased back by a couple of shots from Seffi. So Wolverine maintaining control here of the red flag, even though he does not have it. It is right in front of him. Keeper now coming down the south alley, the south parking lot, as Wolverine now picks up the red flag. Infiltrate now climbing back over into the McCain supply yard and retreating into the loading docks once again. So the gameplay has slowed down. This is going to benefit the USA. As Maori now coming into the McCain supply yard, quickly finished off. Check that out. That was Mortal coming in, quickly finished off by Infiltrators. Riders now picking up the USA flag and hanging on to it. So Portugal playing musical chairs here with the flag of the USA. Not really getting anywhere. Amish coming around the corner, finishing off P-Nasty, and Camaro's right there to gun him down. Riders dropping the red flag, returning the red flag. Keeper doing a nice job. Infiltrate going to cap it. 2-0 now in favor of the U.S. And yes, even at 6 minutes, this match is over. We're going to go to a third and a decisive round here. It is going to be bomb mode. We'll have to wait and see what server we use. But it's going to be UT Sanctuary as United States continues to dominate Portugal here on CTF as we sort of knew they would. USA coming out of the McCain supply yard once again into the office building. They go coming out of the metro station. Amish, nice kill there on Seffi. Maori picking up the flag here of the USA quickly into the park. And a metro station is going to exit in the metro station parking lot. We do see the blue flag over there. As Maori now coming through. Maori going to be gunned down. P-Nasty had a shot. So did Keeper. Neither of them able to get the flag back. And Riders capping it for Portugal. There is your first cap for Portugal. So 2-1 here in this round. That makes the score now 8-3. So the USA still holds a sizable lead with 5 minutes to go. Infiltrate, gunning two down, grabbing the blue flag once again and making his way down the alleys where he has support from Camaros. Infiltrate now with the flag. Here he comes. He is going to cap it again for the USA. 3-1. Can you say domination? Who's your daddy? Portugal. That's right. It is the USA all over Portugal here on CTF. Pings have come into play here. They're a little bit higher than they were there for the USA on the European server. But not making any excuses for Portugal. They're just being outplayed here on CTF. Definitely much quicker than Portugal. The USA I'm talking about. Definitely USA much quicker than Portugal when it comes to CTF. We do see Amish picking up and dropping the U.S. flag. Seffy doing another good job grabbing the flag here. Wolverine going to try to come around the corner into the alley and gun down Seffy. Not able to do so. Seffy into the McCain supply yard, up and over the fence. It is going to be another cap here for the USA. They go up 4-1 now here on UT Turnpike. Mortal, only man moving forward, grabbing the flags from the south parking lot through the company park and metro station, exiting on the north side of the map. But I believe the Portuguese flag has been grabbed. Yes, it has. It was grabbed by, guess who? Yes, that's right. Infiltrate once again. Mortal up on top of the metro station exit. Keeper coming through. Keeper under attack. Keeper's got the Desert Eagle out trying to take aim at Mortal, but Keeper going to be finished off by the mighty LR300 there of Mortal. Riders coming up to heal up Mortal just a little bit. As control of the flag has transferred to Riders, 258 and counting, and definitely match is over. It is going to be won by the USA here, so we are going to go to bomb here in just about 3 minutes. And see who takes the Nations Cup 9 Grand Finals. It's been a good match so far, but USA playing very tough here on CTF. We'll have to see what bomb mode does for both these nations. We know how the USA plays. As we see Infiltrate with the blue flag of Portugal once again climbing over the fence. Infiltrate doing a good job finishing off Mortal, who was coming through the south parking lot in search of the Portuguese flag. Not able to regain control of it. 2 minutes exactly on the clock. Your score, 4-1. As we see Portugal sending everybody forward. Maori now moving into the loading docks, and he is not able to cap. Keeper right there doing a good job chasing him away. Infiltrate and P-Nasty now in the McCain supplier. P-Nasty moving forward, going to leave Infiltrate to himself. As we're down to 90 seconds here in the match, Infiltrate moving out onto William Street. Nice offensive kill there by Infiltrate. As he now moves through the south parking lot into the metro, into the office building. Action slowing way down here as both flags have been grabbed. Pretty much at a stalemate situation here. Portugal has sent enough gamers forward in order to recapture the flag, but all their attacks have fallen by the wayside here. As Wolverine now takes the red flag. As for the US of A, well, they're pretty much content to run out the round here with this. As they are up a big time, 10-3 is our score here. Some action going on there. Basically, it is still the USA dominating here on CTF. 20 seconds to go here. So it looks like this round is going to end in a stalemate. Wolverine dropping the red flag here. Infiltrate dropping the blue flag. And that is going to be how the round ends. 6 seconds and counting. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the match is over. A very convincing victory here by the USA. Final score 10-3. So the USA picking up 2 points. We're going to step away, take another break, and come back with our third and final round here. A little bomb mode. It's Oswald. We'll be right back. It's Oswald here. We watched the coin toss. I guess that is what was agreed upon between Seffi and Maori here of USA and Portugal. So it's going to be a virtual coin toss here by Can, our supervisor and admin today here in the match. Waiting to see how this plays out, see who is going to call it. As we watch the War Channel here for what happens. Maori calls tails. And let us see where that coin lands. We'll be right back. And it looks like Portugal has won the coin toss. Can says he's got the video to prove it. So we will be playing in Germany, which is going to be the advantage of Portugal. They don't have to worry about those high pings. And as Maori said, that serve they played on was too bad to be true for us. I think even if they played in Portugal, they would have gotten waxed just the same. So anyway, and they're using a euro, too. You know what? A euro. I didn't know a euro had a head and a tail. A head and a tree. Ah, right. So Portugal wins a toss. We will be going back to, I believe it's an active war server. Portugal winning the toss here. Going to be playing bomb mode. And the only people who can score here in bomb mode are the attackers. They are the red team. So we'll have to see how this plays out here. Remember, red team will have 10 minutes to set us up the bomb. We will switch at that 10 minutes. A team on defense will go on the offense. See how it all plays out. We're going to step away, take a break here, and come back and see what server IP we're using at its Oswald. You're inside the game, and we'll do just about anything.
News, reviews, music, play-by-play commentary, porn.
We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Shameless. Proud. Radio. ITG.
Ready to rock? UT Bomb. UT Bomb. Bomb and Diffuse Mode coming at you here on UT Sanctuary. As we watch both nations warm up here on Sanctuary, and to be honest, this will be a first for me. I've never actually casted Bomb Mode here on UT Sanctuary. See how it all plays out. 10 rounds is what they have. Each attacking team will have 10 rounds to put up as many points as they can. The offensive rounds are the only rounds that count. So if the defensive team, say Portugal, for example, defended the bomb five times and killed the USA five times, they get 0 points, or actually the USA gets 0 points. So only offensive points can be scored. I'm not singing. You would know if I'm singing. Yeah, you want some singing? I'll give you a little Duran Duran.
Down in the city, night is a wire. Sing in the subway, there's a fire.
Not what you want for intermission, huh? No, you don't. That is where we are right now. I'll turn Duran Duran off and drop into the server here now. Yeah. Quiet in the server. Watching USA and Portugal here warm up. It looks like we may have Slider entering the game for the first time here. Slider of Portugal. And Special. Hey, look at my favorite U.S. gamers getting in the game. Special is actually dropping into the game. As we look at some of the goodness that Barbecue has put into this map here, such as the squirrel and the... The cone, you guys have to know about the cone. You've been cone, the camper tent, some great stuff by Barbecue. The piranhas, this map is somewhat a classic. Anyway, we're warming up here on UT Sanctuary. Five gamers for the red team. The attacking team looks like it's going to be Portugal here. Going to start with Mortal, Wolverine, Riders, Slider, and Maori. And looking at their pings, I would say, are right around 100. Mortal with a 140, 130. He's the high man. And for the USA, they're pinging on average about 140, 150. AF is the highest, and he's peaking here at about 200. So pings a little bit more even, but still to the advantage here of Portugal. And that will probably come into play here just a little bit. Going to have to see how it all comes down here in the final 20 minutes of action here. This will decide Nations Cup 9 Grand Champion. Who is it going to be? Portugal or the USA? USA, remember, this is their first time in Nations Cup, and what a way to go. They come on very strong, and they basically kick some serious ass here through a Nations Cup. So we're just about to start. Nations are ready and warm. Fro servers in the game. If you want to check out all the action, feel free. Here is the IP and Pound Urban Tear on ETG. There it is, gtv2.servequake.com, port 27900. That is where we are today, as gamers are getting ready. Not sure who the sub is going to be here for the USA, who is going to go defense here. So two points could actually win this. We'll have to see how it all shakes out. But I doubt that'll happen. I bet you it'll be much more than just two. As we wait and wait and wait and wait. Quiet. Yes. Team still warming up. Sorry about that. Was doing a few things. Team still warming up here on UT Sanctuary. The two bomb spots here in this map, one of them over on the launch pad.
Red team win.
God, if I can get myself situated here in the map. Oh. Yes, sorry, one of them over on the missile silo, the other over on the gazebo. I didn't have my myself oriented here in the map, but I am I'm set now. I know where I am. And now Portugal has readied up here, so we're just waiting for the U.S. to give us the word. Once we do, we will start the action. It looks like Ken has dropped here for just a minute. Yeah, Ken has dropped, so he's got to restart and rejoin here. So that is what we're waiting on now, but both squads ready to rock and roll. As we wait for our admin here to drop back into the server so we can get the match started. It's been a good match here. This is sort of what we expected today. Both nations coming out fast and strong on their respective maps. Portugal doing very well there on Team Survivor on Casa. USA coming back very strong with CTF on Turnpike. More or less how we figured it would go, and now it's going to be Sanctuary here for bomb mode, and this will decide our winner. At least we believe it will. No Can to be found here as of yet, but once he is back in the server, we will be ready to get the game on. Gamers still warming up. Waiting for Can. I believe the other match has started. As Denmark and the Netherlands are playing for the Bronze Cup, I'll try to bring you scores from the match if I see any. But they probably started about 30 minutes ago. Yes, I do believe Can does need his wine and cheese. It is about that time. Approaching 22:30 CET here. So, yeah, it is past wine and cheese time, isn't it? Not sure where he is. Still waiting on him. Going to step away and drop a quick tune in here until he gets back. It's Oswald. You know what? We'll be right back. And welcome back. It is Oswald here as we get ready for the third and decisive match. This will decide our Nations Cup 9 champion today here. They will take home the Gold Cup, that coveted little icon that sits beside your nation. 10-round limit is what we have going. Remember, you can only score points as the offensive team. That is the red team. Our admin slash supervisor is back, so welcome back to Can. Bomb ready to start here in 10 seconds. Good luck and have fun. And we're going to start over with the defense here of the USA. Oh, actually, we're not. Now we're set. Bomb starts in 5 seconds. USA forgot to ready up. 3, 2, 1. Good luck and have fun. We are live now. Here comes the USA out of the spawn point once again, over from the gazebo, making their way very quickly forward through the map up to the missile silo. Taking the high point here on the missile silo, it is Keeper now moving down the backside. He's going to look down. That's right, look down that long straightaway there toward the archway over near the koi pond. Coming around the corner, here comes Mortal. Mortal, 2-on-1. He's going to be gunned down by Seffy. Getting a couple of shots in there very quick. Wolverine with a kill as well. AF chased away by a grenade over in the temple area. He is injured. He's down to about 70 health. As we move through the temple area, nobody there. As we see Slider gunned down by P Nasty. So AF, your last gamer here for the USA. He's moving up the missile silo. He is on top of the silo, moving down the far side, going through the gazebo tunnel. He's going to hold up just next to the big pine tree as he moves now out into the main courtyard. Passing the entryway to the gazebo, turning the corner and running inside the upper service area. It's going to take him into the backside here of the gazebo. The bomb has been planted. Someone set us up the bomb. That was, I believe, Maori. Check it. That was Riders, and Riders going to get the kill here. So the red team, Portugal, picking up a 1 point here as we go to round two. Each round is 2 minutes long. Here comes the USA out of the defensive positions once again. Seffy moving up toward the missile silo as we're going to watch the offense here of Portugal. Mortal and Riders now passing the koi pond, looking down toward the missile silo, up and over the crate into the main courtyard. Mortal decides to drop back down. He is injured and bleeding. Keeper finishes off Maori over near the missile silo. As we see a couple grenades come down from Keeper, Keeper and Seffy healing up on top of the silo. Taking a couple of shots down the archway at Slider. Slider in a world of hurt, but he's able to drop Seffy. Nice work there. Keeper coming around the backside. As Seffy, Slider retreating with Wolverine. 2-on-1. Keeper is going to be chased away by Slider and Wolverine, but AF killing Slider. That is going to leave Wolverine here. He does have the bomb. He is your last gamer alive for Portugal. He's in a lot of trouble. He's able to gun down AF, but infiltrate going to finish him off here. So after two rounds, score 1 point here for Portugal. We start with Mortal. Again, he's got Riders behind him, but Riders now moving through the Oak Park area. Coming up near the stairs, being chased away by grenades, being tossed in there by Keeper and Seffy. Wolverine getting the first kill here on Infiltrate. As we move back to the main courtyard, Wolverine taking on P Nasty, headshots him down. He goes, Wolverine doing a good job approaching the service area, but it's going to be AF with the LR-300 cutting down Wolverine. But Maori right there to take off AF, and Wolverine moving through the service hallway with Riders. Riders is your bomb carrier. Maori running up an HE grenade over the top of the wall. Nice move there by Keeper, gunning him down. Riders has planted the bomb in the gazebo once again, hiding behind one of the posts there in the gazebo. He is going to try to fend off a couple of attacks here that we see incoming. Here comes Keeper and Seffy. It's going to be Seffy who gets the kill. Looks like they're going to have enough time to defuse the bomb. Keeper up on the bomb right now. 20 seconds, 30% defused, 40, 50. As we watch Seffy defuse the bomb here, 70, 80%. Yeah, that's it. Spin around, Seffy. That'll make it go faster. The blue team has defused the bomb. So Portugal still has only gained a single point here after three rounds. We deploy once again with the USA infantry coming out to the main courtyard. AF joining him. Seffy moving through the missile silo courtyard. They set up their defense here, waiting for Portugal to move on one of the two bomb sites. Nobody through the lower tunnels. We move back up top. Mortal's grenade catching AF. Mortal gunned down by Keeper. Infiltrate now moving further through the map here. Going to come out on the tunnel junction. The bomb has been planted. It is over on the missile silo, planted by Riders, I believe. Bomb sitting on top of the silo. Maori and Slider there to defend the bomb. Infiltrate cut down by Slider. P-Nasty trying to put on the charge here. Not able to do so. That is going to be another point here for Portugal. So 2 points out of four rounds. We start round five now. Taking the lower tunnel, it is Maori with Slider. Wolverine is your bomb carrier. USA back out on the main stairs. P-Nasty, along with Infiltrate. Wolverine trying to infiltrate up top. He does so. P-Nasty doing a good job gunning down Infiltrate. Or Maori, I should say. Wolverine now moving through into the main courtyard, gunning down Seffi. Mortal joins in the fray. He's after Keeper, and Wolverine going to get the kill on Keeper. Good time to set the bomb up. USA down to their last two gamers, P-Nasty and AF. And it looks like the bomb carrier has been killed, so it looks like we're going to turn this into a team survivor round.
Red team wins.
And Portugal, courtesy of a Slider's kill on AF, gets the point here. So after five rounds, 3-2 is our score. Ryder's already down into the temple area. Ryder's just behind Mortal. Wolverine carrying the bomb, passing the koi pond. It is Mortal once again being chased back by a couple grenades tossed in there from the missile silo. Up on top of the wall, tossing grenades into the main courtyard. P-Nasty avoids one of them. Keeper's grenade catches Riders. Mortal's also cut down by Keeper. So that is going to leave Wolverine, your last gamer, alive. He does have the bomb. He is in a world of hurt here. This is round six. 3 points have been scored by Portugal. Wolverine doing a good job cutting down AF over near the pool area. Wolverine may have a clear shot to set the bomb up. He does so. Is he going to take it? Yes, he does. Toss on a couple grenades out. Here comes Wolverine. He's going to get on into the gazebo. P-Nasty now coming through into the gazebo area, ducking down to plant the bomb. It has been planted. Wolverine trying to fend off the attacks. Not going to happen. He is gunned down by Seffi. As we watch Keeper working on the defuse here. Seffi starting it over again, 30% defused. USA going to defuse this once again. And the bomb has been defused once again, so 3 points hold here for Portugal as we start round seven. Bomb has been dropped and picked up by Wolverine, who we're going to shadow here just a minute, coming out of the temple area. He's going to hop over the wall into the Oak Park area. He's got Slider and Maori in front of him. Looks like they're going to try to make an assault on the missile silo once again. Maori coming through, tosses a grenade over the corner, catches Keeper sleeping. Nice toss there. Seffi up on top of the missile silo, gunning down Maori. Nice work to turn the tide there by Maori, but Mortal picking off AF and Riders catching his teammate. Wolverine now moving through. Wolverine gunned down, dropping the bomb. He is dead. That is going to leave Slider and Riders. We are just above the bomb, which lies on the ground here in the missile silo area. But the UF turning back the attacks again. 3 points still here for Portugal. Round eight. Down to the last three rounds here for the attacking nation of Portugal. Riders buying the farm. Wolverine cutting down AF, and over at the koi pond, we see the U.S. moving through the map here very quickly on the offensive. Wolverine cutting down Infiltrate. Wolverine still actually does not have the bomb. Bomb has been dropped as we look for the bomb, so this round will go TS as well. One-on-one, P-Nasty and a Slider. Slider moving through, passing the koi pond. A grenade by P-Nasty just misses Slider. as we follow P. Nasty over in the temple just off the area near the Live Oak. And it's going to be Slider cutting him down with the LR300. Another point here for Portugal, 4-0. Remember, you can only score points as the offensive team here in bomb mode. So even though it's 4-4, 4 points for Portugal. Round 9 starts, 1:45 remaining here in the round. And Portugal does have some pretty effed up pings, as I do agree with Dan. As we watch Maori now into the missile silo, under attack, he is going to be gunned down. Keeper with the kills. Mortal doing a good job finishing off Seffi. Up top they go, Slider gunning down one gamer. Can he get the other one? Not able to do so. AF fends off the final attacker, turning back Portugal. Last round here for the Portuguese. 5 rounds. See how this plays out here. Maori moving up into the Ivy hallway as Portugal looks to assault the missile silo area once again. On defense, it is Seffi and a keeper. Keeper with a grenade. Let loose just a bit early. Maori, though, gunned down by a keeper. Slider coming through, getting keeper. Mortal up and gets a kill on AF and Seffi. So that it is open for Portugal to plant the bomb, and they will do so. That is Wolverine on the plant, P. Nasty, and Infiltrate, your last two U.S. gamers here. They are healing up over at the Koi Pond. Time now for the USA to go and defuse the bomb, as we're going to go right back to that missile silo. Wolverine up on top of the silo, Slider down low. Riders cutting down P. Nasty. That is going to leave Infiltrate. He is under heavy attack. Infiltrate gunned down by Slider. That is going to do it. 5 rounds going to Portugal. So they pick up 5 points. Wolverine, your leading scorer there with 11. Going to restart the map and do it again. Nations will switch sides. We'll see what the USA can put up. They put up some big numbers up against Denmark. Will that hold true here for this match? Knowing how Portugal plays Team Survivor, it may be a tough call here for the U.S., but we will see what happens. 5 points, though, for Portugal. Not too shabby of a job here. So we get ready to reset and do it again. Switching sides, going defense here. It is going to be Portugal going on the offensive. Going to be the USA in red. We are on UT Sanctuary.
Red team wins.
So some good action there, as we're going to go back here very quickly and recap the action. 5 points scored by the attacking team of Portugal. Wolverine with 11 points, Slider with 10, Maori 8, Riders 5, and Mortal with 3. For the USA on defense, P. Nasty 13 kills, Keeper with 9, Infiltrate 7, Seffi 5, and AF with 3. So that is how it played out on UT Sanctuary. As we get ready to start and do it again here, teams have gotten into their respective colors. USA in red, Portugal in blue.
Red team wins.
Ping's a major factor here, as USA and Portugal, oddly enough, are all over the board. As I said, it pings all over the board here for Portugal. Down near 50, up to 100. Down near 30, up to 130. USA pretty steady, 140, 150. And AF with that 200 ping. So the ping advantage here definitely in favor of Portugal. But they were a bit up and down, as we see it again. Immortal now pinging 120. So ping's a bit of a factor here for Portugal, but 5 points on the board. I'm not going to say they can relax any. They're going to have to come out strong and turn back a couple of early attacks here by the USA. USA, on the other hand, going to have to see how this all plays out. And yes, I know, ZZZ, is that we wait for the blue squad of Portugal to ready up, or excuse me, the red team, wait for the USA to ready up here, as Portugal has just readied. So good luck and have funds being exchanged here on the server as we get ready to bring you what possibly could be the final 10 minutes of Nations Cup 9 here, Urban Terror style. It's been a great cup playing three different game modes, each of the qualifying rounds and into the playoffs. And today, Portugal and the USA have played some good action, haven't they? Yeah, 50 minutes of great action so far. 2-2 is our score. This is the third and final round. As we wait for the USA to ready up here so we can get our game on and call the shots here. It'll be interesting to see the strategy here for Portugal. If it's that, like the U.S., they're going to come out and defend the missile silo very strong, giving up the back bombsite, giving up the gazebo. Remember, though, you do have a back way into that gazebo from down low from the service area up through the pool area and coming around the backside onto the gazebo. So keep that in mind here. We'll see if the USA tries any of those type of maneuvers or if they just go straight at Portugal. But remember, Portugal did take down the USA in Team Survivor, which this map could turn into if the bomb carrier is killed and nobody picks up that bomb. So we'll have to wait and see if that is actually going to happen or not. Red team not ready, still waiting on the USA here.
Blue team wins.
And yes, still warm up as we get ready to bring you the action here on Inside the Game. We are set to go in about 5 seconds. Good luck and have fun. The ball is in the court of the USA, and we are going to follow the bomb carrier. Right now, it is AF, so we're going to keep our eye on AF as he drops his weapon. Not what you want to do. AF now picks it up, spawning over in the temple area. He makes his way out toward the Oak Park. AF, nice little wall jump into the Oak Park. He's got Infiltrate, Keeper, and P-Nasty with them, all four gamers there with LR-300s. Mortal and Riders holding down the missile silo. Out near the main stairs, there's a smoke grenade dropped down low. Wolverine and Maori just above that smoke. As we see Seffi moving back and forth through that smoke in to and up the stairs from the service area, passing the pool area. Seffi now with the bomb. Or check the yes. Seffi with the bomb. He's going to go for a very quick... Well, I thought he's going to go for a quick kill, but I guess not. The bomb has been planted. There's going to be your last kill. Seffi gets the kill on Hantu. So the USA picking up 1 point here in the first round. AF giving up the bomb and is going to be picked up by Keeper. As we watch Keeper move out now from the temple area all the way out very quickly on to the tunnel junction, up the stairs, down the corridor he goes, coming out near the main stairs, as we see Seffi attack and kill, killing Maori. AF getting a kill there on Riders and Infiltrate on Wolverine. So the USA doing a good job here early on. Mortal, your last Portuguese gamer, coming through. Keeper is going to not plant, but P-Nasty picking up the final round. And USA already up two after two rounds. So 2-0 your score here. USA looking the stronger of the nations right now. 3-tie, 4-win for the USA. As we watch P-Nasty and Infiltrate move out, Keeper has the bomb. Keeper now climbing over the wall into the Oak Park. Grenade going off just in front of Seffi. Down the stairs, tossed in there by Portugal. Mortal, Riders, and Maori now defending over near the missile silo. They have one gamer, that is Wolverine, up on the wall right near the koi pond. So we're content here. Portugal turning on the defense. Reiners, Maury getting back-to-back kills on Keeper and Seffi. That is going to leave AF, who is gunned down by Hantu. And there's going to be your flawless victory here. So round three goes to Portugal, so no point awarded to the USA. That bodes well for Portugal right now, as Keeper once again is the keeper of the bomb. Keeper all the way back near the flower garden. Watching time tick down to 90 seconds here in the round. Keeper coming out, moving through the tunnel junction once again. Looking which way he's going to go. He's going to stay high. Keeper now moving through that upper tunnel. Dropping down. Smoke has been laid for Keeper. As he comes out, grenade action, smoke grenades. Keeper's able to get through. He is injured and bleeding, and he is going to be gunned down by Mortal. Nice work by Mortal, killing Keeper. Seffi right there, but did not pick up the bomb. Seffi, though, gunned down Hantu. And blue team again, Maori turning it on there at the last minute to gun down Seffi. So another good defensive stand for Portugal. Four rounds in, 2 points awarded for the USA. Back up to the missile silo we go, hanging with Mortal and Riders. Maori again down at the base over near the iron gates. As you call them, the Gates of Steel. A little Devo song right there going back to the 80s. P-Nasty down the long haul, but he is going to be gunned down by Wolverine. Wolverine coming from behind. A nice little move there by Wolverine over at the koi pond. Wolverine now dropping down the stairs into the temple area. He is going to be gunned down. Wolverine actually stepped on his own grenade, killing himself. That is the first kill there for Portugal. Four on four now. As we keep it in the Oak Park area, we watch the USA now jump back up. Looks like they're changing their tactics here. Keeper has the bomb once again. They split up into two teams of two, and Seffi and Keeper now over off the tunnel junction, just passing the upper rest area, down into the lower tunnel they go. Watch for some smoke here being tossed by Seffi. Looks like they're going to use the service entrance in order to get to that bomb area. Coming out of that service entrance, that was Mortal. Mortal going to be finished off by Infiltrate. That's going to leave Riders, Maori, and Hantu. We're going to make our way over to the gazebo area because that is where the U.S. is on the way to. Maori gunning down Infiltrate. Hantu picking off Keeper with the SR-8. That is going to leave AF once again. And AF meeting up with his demise. That is Hantu again turning back the attacks. USA still 2 points here after five rounds. They need two to tie. Or check that, 3 to tie, 4 to win. This is round 6. So if USA wants to win straight out, they are going to have to take the last 4 rounds here. As we are at the missile silo, once again high above the silo, watching the defense here set up for Portugal. Again, Mortal and Riders up on the silo. P-Nasty coming down the hallway very quietly. LR-300 out as he looks to possibly ready a grenade. Not doing so. Wolverine gunning down Infiltrate. Grenade tossed in that hallway. That is going to push back P-Nasty. P-Nasty now tossing a grenade of his own coming through. P-Nasty getting a couple of shots in there. Maori going to give chase. Maori gunning down or finishing off P-Nasty with a grenade. Nice work on the part of Maori. Keeper and Maori exchange kills, killing each other. 3 dead Americans, 1 dead Portuguese, Seffi, and AF, your last 2 gamers. Here comes AF through the service ladder. He is over, check that, not in the service ladder, coming through the Oak Park area. AF fends off the attacks of Mortal into the hallway. He goes, he is going to climb up and over the wall, down into the main courtyard. He's got Hantu and Wolverine right there, which sends him back down past the koi pond, 30 seconds and counting. AF in a world of hurt here. Not sure what he is going to do. AF hanging back at the koi pond still. Down at the end of the hallway there. That is Ryder. climbing up onto the wall, taking a couple of shots at AF. He is injured. 50 health. AF trying to get up, trying to get down the hallway. Riders hitting AF in the vest. And down he goes. Wolverine going to get the final kill. So right now it won't be a U.S. victory. It could be a U.S. tie. They need to win the last three rounds here. This could be the final stand here for Portugal. As they have really turned it on. USA came out very strong in the first two rounds, but since then have been turned back here by the USA. Or excuse me, turned back by Portugal. What am I saying? USA moving through the level here very quickly. Already at the koi pond from the temple. Your bomb carrier is a keeper. Keeper now moving out of the hallway. Action taking place. Mortal gunning out. P-Nasty just off the main stairs. Seffy getting a kill there on hand to the sniper. Keeper and Infiltrate now moving forward. Keeper with the bomb. He is approaching the gazebo. Infiltrate gunning down his own gamer. Keeper up and planting. He is going to be sniped by Mortals. LR300, the bomb not planted. Portugal picks up the victory here. And that great defensive stand is Portugal looking very strong here. 8-9-10, three rounds to go. This could be the decisive round here for Portugal if they can fend off the attacks here. USA going to have to nut it up here, folks. USA needs a big victory here to extend their Nations Cup run. Right now it is Portugal in the driver's seat as Seffy gunning down Wolverine. That is a good start here. As we watch action taking place here, coming up the main stairs, that is AF. Infiltrate next to him, it is Keeper with the bomb. As Keeper gunning down Mortal on his way to the gazebo. Maori now coming back in defense of the gazebo. Turning around the back side of the house here over next to the gazebo as Hantu's SR8 connects. Little headshot once again. AF is slowed down. That is going to leave Maori and Hantu to fend off the attacks here of the U.S., who still has four gamers alive, led by Seffy, Infiltrate, Keeper, and P-Nasty. So the USA in a good position right now. As the bomb has been planted by Seffy up on the missile silo, Keeper gunning down Maori. That is going to leave Hantu. The bomb getting critical. It is going to go off here. Hantu going to be gunned down just prior to the bomb exploding. So the USA picks up a third round here. This is round 9. Score here at the moment, 5-3, two rounds to go. You couldn't write a better script for the end of this Nations Cup here. Portugal trying to hang on and survive here. USA looking. The best they can do now is tie one round. This match is over. Setting up on defense once again, it is Portugal. Mortal and Riders, we have seen that 8 rounds before. Maori just off the missile silo over near the main steps. Seffy getting the first kill on Wolverine. Maori now moving back. Hantu up on the main stairs, taking aim and connecting, killing Seffy. Big kill there for the Portuguese. Seffy going down as we move through the pool area here. USA not attacking through the pool area. As AF holding back, Keeper has the bomb once again. We cycle through, and find Infiltrate. Infiltrate has moved all the way through the pool area again. Keeper with the bomb. Keeper now dead. He was gunned down. I missed that kill. But Keeper finished off here. So it is down to Team Survivor here. 2-on-2. Survival of the fittest. Maori over on the missile silo. As we pick it up with AF coming through the main courtyard now. Infiltrating AF now moving back into the gazebo area, down the gazebo tunnel. Here comes Infiltrate, turning the corner. He's going to come out near the missile silo on the backside. That is Hantu and Maori. Gamers don't see each other. One-on-one, Hantu gunning down Infiltrate. AF gunned down by Maori. That is it. Congratulations going out to Portugal. They have claimed their second Nations Cup in a row. So congratulations, Portugal. They are going to go on to victory here. They have fended off the attacks here of the United States. They gave it a great run. But they come up just around short. As Portugal goes on to become your Gold Cup champions here, taking Nations Cup 9. Watching the last waning moments here, and that is going to do it. The USA picks up that, doesn't pick up that round. They get 3, so that is going to do it. By virtue of wins, Portugal claims the Nations Cup. We're going to come right back, wrap things up here. It's Oswald, you're inside the game.
Gamers are all low ping nowadays, and I should know. DJ Weed here, and I have got to tell you about Speakeasy. They're the preferred ISP of serious gamers. Want to know why? Well, you get hooked up with up to 4 static IPs, 8 email accounts, 200 megs of web storage, access to local game servers on a nationwide POP network, a FileShack Mercury account, and priority routing when you sign up for the Gamers Plus package at speakeasy.net. Now, how can you beat that? You can't. Would I lie to you? Of course not. We've come a long way since ice skating and Quake 1 on a 14K modem. So it's about time you got with the program, don't you think? Look, if you want to find out for yourself, then fire up your web browser and check out www.speakeasy.net. They're the preferred ISP for serious gamers. That's www.speakeasy.net. Now what you for?
And welcome back to Inside the Game. Oswald here with you, our post-game wrap-up, where you have heard Portugal defeat the United States to claim the Gold Cup and Nations Cup 9. So congratulations to Portugal as they capture their back-to-back Nations Cup victory, Nations Cup championship match. So congratulations to Portugal. Great run by the U.S. They are not to be denied. They had a great cup season. Ran up against a tough Portugal crew, and, well, congratulations. They will pick up the Silver Cup. Not bad for your first showing as we get ready to hand out our players of the match. And basically, by virtue of that last map, I am going to hand out the player of the match here to Hantu. He had 2 great rounds there to help his team win the Nations Cup. So Hantu is our player of the match for Portugal. And for the U.S., it is going to be Seffi. So congratulations, Seffi and Hantu. They are my players of the match, and that is going to do it for us today. And for Nations Cup 9, congratulations. Once again, Portugal claims the gold, U.S. the silver, and what we'll have to wait and see who grabs the bronze, either Denmark or the Netherlands. That is going to do it for us today here on Inside the Game. It is Oswald. We'll see you next time. Keep it real.